You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
South African low-cost carrier Mango Airlines has become the latest airline to enter into business rescue, signalling the pressures that the COVID-19 lockdowns continue to have on the aviation sector. At the same time, its major union NUMSA and the South African Cabin Crew Association plan to take the airline to court for not paying salaries, amongst other things. We have Phakamile Hlubi Majola, national spokesperson for NUMSA, and Zazi Nsibayoni Mugambi, SACA president, on the line. Phakamile, let me just start with you. Exactly what is happening here? Because one statement I do have is that you are planning to approach the courts to have Mango be placed in business rescue. Yet we have heard from the SAA's interim CEO that Mango has entered business rescue. Can you please just clarify the situation for us?
Yes, indeed, Fifi, and thank you so much for having us on your show. NUMSA, together with the Mango Pilots Association and the South African Cabin Crew Association and non-unionized workers, have actually filed papers at the South Gauteng High Court today in order for the court to basically place Mango under business rescue. We have noted that the SAA CEO, the interim CEO, had said that this is a course of action that they intended to embark on. But to be frank with you, Fifi, they have been saying that for a long time now. And we have been engaging with them for quite a long period of time where we've been discussing the future of the airline. And it's become very clear to us that whilst there is agreement that that Mango must be put and placed on business rescue, there is no political will to actually make that happen. And whilst they dilly-dally and take their time in making that decision, workers are really suffering. As things stand right now, we have a situation where workers at Mango have not been paid their salaries in full for 6 months or more. And to make matters worse, there is a liquidation application which has been filed by one of Mango's creditors. So if we sit back and wait for DPE or government, the shareholder, to act, we may very well find ourselves in the situation that workers at SA Express are in right now, where the airline is facing liquidation. We don't want to leave things to chance. They have said with their mouths that this is what they want to do, but they've done nothing to actually make it happen.
All right.
So this is why we had to take the drastic step that we took today and file the papers to place the airline under business risk.
And since approaching the courts, have you heard from management?
We have not yet heard from management, but I do think that Zazi can probably tell you more because she's been sitting in all those engagements.
I think Fifi, on that, I mean, management has unfortunately come to the party a little late. And what they asked us to do is something that we could not have committed to.
Which was
in
what?
In essence, SAA management, well, the SAA board and SAA management has asked us to basically withdraw our application, not file for business rescue, to allow them the space to do so. And we worried about that because if who files business rescue is not the issue. It's about the airline being placed under business rescue. And we have been engaging, trying to engage them many, many weeks ago, trying to talk about what can we do in order to get a Mango out of the situation. And if you'd recall, this didn't start now. Under the SAA business rescue, as unions, we asked the DPE why the subsidiaries of SAA are not being placed under business rescue, because we understood their financial situation. The DPE refused for them to be placed under business rescue. And now the chickens have come home to roost, and I think everyone realizes that they should have been placed there a long time ago because they're in desperate need of capitalization by government. There's been 819 million that's been promised and gazetted to be paid to Mango. Government, Treasury in particular, has not paid this money over. And I mean, it's a travesty when people are coming to work on a daily basis, you know, begging people to give them money in order to fly. And there's 890 million which is sitting at Treasury that's been long gazetted and that should be in the coffers of Mango by now.
So by the DPE, so just, Zazie, by the DPE, you're referring to the Department of Public Enterprises. And I'm just wondering, in your engagements thus far with stakeholders, has there been any adequate reason provided to you as to why this money hasn't been paid?
No, I mean, the last meeting, we were told that there were meetings the whole weekend to discuss this particular issue of why this money has not been paid. And mind you, they only started speaking to us when we made it very clear that we'll be filing for business rescue. Before that, it was a challenge to get them to talk to us, you know. So this whole cat and mouse game is not assisting anyone. It's actually placing the airline in jeopardy and 740 jobs on the line. And as unions, we cannot sit by and watch Mango collapse. We have a pending liquidation that's about to be heard. And as unions, we are taking a stand.
So Pagamila, what happens now?
So what happens now is that we filed the papers and we have requested that this matter be heard on the 3rd of August. And we're looking forward to that day when we will have our day in court. We are hoping that government will see sense and work with us. Because, you see, the problem that we have, Fifi, is that they say that they care about this airline, but they don't do what is necessary in order to save it. And if you look at this, all our state-owned entities, it's actually workers, it's labor that's been taking the initiative to try and take the kinds of necessary steps that will allow for progress when it comes to transformation in our state-owned entities. It seems to us that we are more interested in saving Mango than DPE as the shareholder is. I mean, it's very clear when you look at the lack of action, the fact that they couldn't even be bothered in some instances to even respond to our correspondence on this. And it was literally at the 11th hour over the weekend when we served them with papers when suddenly people started phoning us and trying to negotiate with us. We're saying that we are not hostile to government, but we do want government to demonstrate that they care about workers and that they care about this airline. Mm. And for them to do that, they must take the necessary steps to protect these assets. Why must labor, why must it be workers, Fifi, who go to court to place this entity under business rescue? Surely that is the work of the Department of Public Enterprises. And I would really urge you as members of the media to hold this department to account for its complete failure to turn around our state-owned entities and make them viable. The Pravin Gordhan likes to hide behind Jacob Zuma and the Zondo Commission and state capture. But Jacob Zuma right now is in jail. And he's been out of government for more than 2 years. So at this point, the only people who can take responsibility for the state of things are the people who are in power right now. And they are doing nothing. So it's very, very painful, especially for workers. I mean, could you imagine having to come to work every single day? You don't even have money for transport. You have no idea how you're going to feed your children. But you're doing it because in the vain hope that your actions will ensure that this airline, which is your only means of survival, does not collapse. Why should workers have to live like that?
All right. And Zazie, if the business rescue goes ahead, what does this then mean for your members?
Well, it gives us a bit of breathing space and allow the airline to restructure itself and basically come out stronger on the other end. And another reason, you know, why we actually launched this application is because we feel as unions that we need a business rescue practitioner of our choice. It might seem strange, but you'd recall the lengthy SAA business rescue with practitioners that were not open and honest. And we have to look after the interest of employees. So our aim is to work together with government. They can bring their own business rescue practitioners, work with ours, in order for the end goal of saving the airline. Their refusal to do so can only mean that they have something to hide. If we all want the same thing, a successful airline going forward, it should not be a problem. So we also urge them that let's go this together. Let's find solutions collectively. And Mango will succeed at the end of the day.
And then how long do you expect the process to be?
No, we want it to be within, I mean, business rescue ordinarily takes about 30 days to 3 months. And we want it to be that short because we understand that business rescue could be costly. But we also understand that without it, there is no airline at this current. And please and note as well that SAA board has recommended business rescue. The Mango board has recommended business rescue. So really, it is the only way to go. We want a short, quick restructuring, a quick process, which can see Mango given back to the stakeholders that be, and for us to save jobs. That's our number one prize.
Phakamile, just lastly, I mean, given that it seems that everyone is on the same page now and a request is made from Mango, for instance, to settle this out of court, is this something that you'd be open to doing?
The only option for us is for government to jump on board with this business rescue process that we have initiated. We're not willing to withdraw the process as they have requested. We want a solution that will enable and will allow us to turn around this airline. Anything short of that won't work for us because it will mean that Mango faces liquidation.
Just to add on what Phakamile was saying around the withdrawal of our application, we have made it very clear that we will only withdraw under specific conditions. Number one, that we have joint business rescue practitioners. Number two, salaries are paid immediately to workers. And number three, that we conduct this process in collaboration. And I think, and as well as the payment of the 819 in order to restructure the airline. And without that, like Phakamile said, we are not going to withdraw. We're going to have to take the hard road. And hopefully government can come to its senses.
We are following this story very closely with you. But thank you for your time. We'll leave it there to the both of you. That was Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, the national spokesperson for NUMSA, as well as Zazi Sibanyoni Mugambi, SACA president.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.